Welcome to Going Rogue Money Ministry. Align your values and finances, live your ideal lifestyle. I'm your host, Melissa Myers, number one best-selling author, entrepreneur, wealth manager, and CFP professional, along with Holly Urbanek, podcast producer and co-host. Does thinking about money cause unnecessary stress in your life? Are you tired of feeling anxious, guilty, or embarrassed about your financial situation? Do you struggle with imposter syndrome or feel financially trapped? We're women empowering women because we've been there. We'll bring you inspiration, motivation, education, and activation strategies for living a more fulfilled lifestyle. You're in the right pod if you're ready to feel good about your life and your finances. Welcome to our empowered community. Ready to go rogue? Today, our podcast producer, Holly Urbanek, came up with a great idea. She said, "Hey, Melissa, why don't we talk about how God's been working in our life? And why don't you read a Bible verse?" So I came up with a verse that I've been reading daily for the last 5 weeks. And it really helps put things in perspective, especially if you tune into mainstream media or you talk with people who do. Oftentimes the conversation comes around to a lot of fear about the market or politics and that kind of thing. And I think that Philippians 4, 6 through 7 really gives us good guidance on how we can shut out the noise and look to the way life and rest in Him. So this is from the Message version of the Bible. "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life."
That's powerful. Thank you for reading that and starting us off with such a wonderful reminder of not to fret and worry about everything, but in everything that we do, to seek God first. And the reason that I wanted to do kind of this theme of faith, we are the Going Rogue Money Ministry after all. And so I feel like faith is definitely one of our core values and something that we both believe in. And I'm just curious, Melissa, what has God been teaching you or showing you this past week?
When we look to Him and trust and give Him the credit and give Him the power and not try to take it on ourselves, He provides. He's true and faithful in that aspect. And I know in business, whenever I've prayed and released my ambition and my control and just let happen what needs to happen according to His plan, He's provided. There's a prayer that I said, it was December of 2004, and I had just started working at the regional bank I was with as an investment advisor. I'd been there for about 10 months, and I was getting the "you better step up your production" messages. And what that did for me is it made me feel like, okay, am I really capable of giving financial advice? Am I worthy of this position? And am I making my numbers? And if I'm not, you know, it would tell me that I'm not good enough. And that message of not good enough isn't where I wanted to live. And so I just prayed to God, "God, if you want me to be a financial advisor, please put the people in front of me that you want me to serve." And within a few weeks, everything started changing. I got new offices. I had clarity on how much we needed to do in terms of our production and how many client meetings and that kind of thing every week. And from there, it's been smooth sailing and no looking back because He confirmed for me right then and there. Now, I didn't realize it at the time as it was happening, but I always like to go back and connect the dots and look back at the sequence of events. And when I took the time to reflect and do that exercise, it became really clear that I'm supposed to be in this role and helping people with their money.
Was there something this, like, you know, it's Friday and it's almost the end of our day. Is there something that stood out to you during either your working day or maybe after work concluded that you were like, oh, wow, God, thanks. I didn't see that before. There was something a client said or an interaction with your family where God showed up and you were not expecting it, but you were like, oh, wow.
Well, specifically today, it was our guests. I loved our recordings. We did 3 episodes today, and it's really amazing, I think, like when you think about the people that come into your life, and if you're truly on a pure track of your own truth, your own honesty, revealing your heart before God, that other people that are like-minded, that are similar-hearted, that they come into your life as well. And so today's episodes, which we won't do a spoiler alert, but we'll keep it out there in suspense. That was really neat. There was a couple of times where I think both of us had goosebumps when we were interviewing our guests and listening to their stories and their power and how they're making an impact in people's lives. And this week, you know, it's been a quiet week because Brock has been gone for 3 nights and staying down closer to work. And so it was a little bit of a taste of this is what it will be like when he's truly off on his own. And so it did give me opportunity to just do some things for myself, like go to the gym and cook what I wanted to make for myself. And it's a changing of the seasons here in the Myers household.
Oh, that's so good. I love that, especially because right now it's supposed to be spring, and yet I'm looking out the window and there's about maybe, I don't know, 5 inches of snow.
There's some snow.
On the ground. Like, what the heck? I can agree about this being a time and change of season. Recently, when I was at church, getting your finances in order and growing up in that kind of environment, tithing being a very important topic and subject. And some families, I feel like, approach it very openly and will tell you, oh, yep, 10% of my income, every paycheck, it goes to God first. That's just what we do. In my upbringing, it was told to me that it was an important thing to do, but I wasn't taught how or any systems or any really reason why, other than it's, I don't know, like an act of obedience. Like, you do it because God has given to you, so you give what you have because of Him to Him first. And I was really thinking about how much I want to tithe and how much I want to give. I kept talking in my head, like, well, I make this amount, but I want to give more. I want to give thousands. Like, I want to be able to just bless so many people by doing this. But I'm not going to lie, there was a part of me that was like, I was doubting a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was like, okay, well, if I give my money to the offering, is it really going to come back to me? Like, I had that scarcity.
Ooh, you wanted
mindset.
To do a contract.
Yeah, I was like, hey, God, here's my money. And then you said that you're going to bless it, so hopefully it comes back. But still, I decided on an amount, and I took that amount out of my wallet and I put it in the offering. And I was like, worshiping, during worship, I just had that still small voice say, just watch what I can do. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna watch. Like, I still wasn't really, oh my gosh, this sounds terrible, but I wasn't fully trusting and believing and releasing that to God. I was still kind of like, okay, you can have it. I know I'm going to say that it's going to come back to me, but I wasn't fully on board yet. And then Monday happens. And then on Monday, my boss tells me that I am blessed with a huge opportunity. And not only do I have this opportunity, I am being presented with another great, amazing opportunity to enjoy the fruits of that project with an experience of a lifetime with my husband. I saved this story for this episode specifically because I wanted you to know that I appreciate it more than I can even say. And it was that confirmation yet again that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I can't even look at you.
Okay. Good thing we're not on Zoom because, yeah, I'm crying.
But yeah, it's things like that. When you know your purpose and you know that God's got it, no matter what, you can trust Him with $5. You can trust Him With $20, you can trust him with thousands and millions, and he's going to bless you 10 times that amount when you least expect it. I'm fully bought in. I believe it 100%.
Yeah, I know my faith journey, tithing and giving at church, when I committed to it, the provision kept coming, and it was not a contract. It wasn't reciprocal, but it comes back full circle. And just like today and this week, actually, you asked about things this week. It was in December of 2020 that I pre-sold Going Rogue. And about a year later, it was in November when the ebook and the print version were launched. And it was just a few weeks ago that we were guests on somebody's, God, I'm still crying, on somebody's podcast, or not on their podcast. We were on their book club. We were invited in as guests because they read Going Rogue. That was just really powerful to know that people are tuning in. It's not like we're hard selling the book or we're not selling our services. Mm-mm. And it's confirmation that it's what I was supposed to do back then and continue to do now.
I got goosebumps all over.
And then one of the members of the book club invites me to speak on their corporate training, like a corporate Q&A that the surveys were showing that the employees wanted more financial education, and brought me into an international stage virtually with over 70, I think it was close to 80 mm-hmm. people. And doing this podcast, a lot of times I trip up on my words or I get nervous or I think, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to connect the thoughts and make the guest feel welcomed and that we are prepared for them and we know what we're talking about and what they're all about, and making them know that the reason we invited them on the show was that we value them and there's a connection between their expertise and money. And all of that came together. And I will tell you, at the end of the day on Wednesday, I journaled the wins for the day and I went to bed and I was just really giddy. I was on cloud nine because we had a great strategy session with clients and helped them a lot. And my favorite thing is when we can talk about their debt-free day and give them a stretch goal and like put possibilities in front of them that they didn't even think were possible or maybe even applicable in their situations. And then we had several more meetings throughout the afternoon, and it was truly a glorious day.
And that's what really makes a difference between, you know, chasing after the dollar and giving value because you know your purpose. You approach everything differently. You're not just like, your whole livelihood doesn't depend on whether you make $100,000 a year, because you know in your heart and in your soul that you can help somebody else realize something that they haven't learned before. Or you never know your impact, like Going Rogue and being in so many different book clubs. And now they're going to do another book club featuring Going Rogue again.
At the corporate level.
It's just amazing. And I love that when we are able to trust God and have faith that it's just going to work out and that he's got it. We don't have to put our hands in there and mud the waters. Like, all we have to do is trust.
Yeah, we don't have to be attached to the outcome. And I had no idea what this little book would do for me personally, but I was trusting that it would do a lot for many. And I've said it before that my goal, I don't know if I'll check in at the pearly gates and get the scorecard, but and I don't know how we can measure it. Maybe it's the podcast views and follows and shares. So do all those things if you're enjoying the podcast. but my goal is to make a positive impact in the lives of millions. And this is one of the ways that we can do it. Inspiration, motivation, education. And this is the thing that I think is, there's a difference between knowledge and application, because the transformation comes in the application.
Oh, so true. And I was reading over the shoulder of my husband. He was reading a book, but there's a quote in there. I don't remember who said it, but it was, "You are not your thoughts. You are your actions." Mm. And I think that that's so true. You can have all the knowledge in the world. You can read all the books. But if you do nothing, if you implement nothing, if you do not physically do something, then what have you really learned at all?
One of my coaches said, if you don't take the steps that you could take, that you know do impact people positively, think about it from the opposite side. Who are you hurting by not doing that thing, by not getting out of your comfort zone, by not taking that first step? So it's a good way. Guilt, thinking of it from, I'm hurting people. Oh my goodness. But in truth, it's way more exciting when we can see the transformation, the confidence, and just a different way of life and behaving when it comes to our finances. And, you know, we just had that podcast interview. Somebody's going to volunteer at a new place for the first time tomorrow. And I've got to think that might be a little intimidating or scary to walk into a new place for the first time. But when we give, speaking of giving, if it's tithing or giving money back to a cause or just being kind, volunteering our time, our knowledge, there's so much that we can do to give.
Yeah, because if not you, then who?
Ladies, are you at a point in your life where you're wondering what's next? Maybe you're approaching retirement or already retired, yet looking to do something new, exciting, or give back. The Amplify Mastermind program is for you if you won't tolerate status quo. Amplify Mastermind program is for you if you're a lifelong learner on the growth path for personal development and exploring challenges as well as experiences. I'm Melissa Myers, and I'm the host of Amplify Mastermind Program, a program I created because I've always enjoyed leading and helping others brainstorm. I love being an accountability partner, collaborating, and celebrating. If you are ready to move forward and learn more about who you're becoming and who you're serving, I invite you to email us at sunkissedandblessed@gmail.com. Put AMP, AMP, in the subject line, and we will have a conversation with you about joining our exclusive mastermind program known as AMP. The Amplify Mastermind program is currently open to 8 high-caliber women who are industry leaders, business owners, sales professionals, senior-level managers, C-suite executives, and entrepreneurs. This is your time to secure your seat at the next 6-month program that will be starting soon. The process starts with a simple email. Email us at sunkissedandblessed@gmail.com.
Maybe this episode is part of your money ministry. Bless others by sharing it with a friend and posting on social media. While you're at it, we thank you in advance for subscribing to our podcast and leaving a 5-star review.
Our money ministry is helping you design your ideal lifestyle and be a blessing to others. Get started by heading over to melissamyersgroup.com/contact. Hop onto our email list. And while you're at it, schedule your free welcome call. We'll help you get clarity about what to do next.